We pray. Lord, help us to bow to your word and your will. For Jesus' sake, amen. A couple of days ago, a former student of Emmanuel Lutheran High School died. Avery Best was only 18 years old. I remember him sitting in my classroom, so I know that he heard the message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. What effect did that message have on his heart? We don't know the effect that it has on any particular individual's heart. Only God does. But I know that he heard it. And then we hear about this tragedy. And I can well imagine that some of you may be wondering, why? Why did God let this happen? He was so young. Humanly speaking, he had a lifetime ahead of him. When I was a pastor, I had a young member of my congregation who asked the same question. A close friend of his was killed in a traffic accident while he was riding his bicycle. Why? Why did God let it happen? Listen to the words of Paul in Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. My three-year-old grandson likes the word why. Can I do this, Poppy? No. Why? Because it isn't good for you. Why? It might hurt you. Why? And no matter how I try to explain to him the dangers for what he wants to do, he just keeps asking to do it. And finally, I have to say, because I said so. With his three-year-old mind, he could not understand my explanation, or if he did understand it, he didn't agree with it. He had to satisfy himself with the knowledge that I was in charge, and that I have to operate on the basis of my knowledge and experience. Now compare that with our relationship with God. The patriarch Job, after many losses and much suffering, was asking, why? Why me? And he questioned the justice of God. Finally, God came to him and said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop. And God then went on talking about the things that he had done, his creative work. And where was Job when all of that happened? And so Job put his hand over his mouth and stopped questioning God. To this very day, when men are so proud of their achievements, there are still so many things that we do not know or understand about the created universe. We can only marvel at the amazing wisdom, knowledge, and power of the Creator. Now, we don't have to go any further than this to bring ourselves to the point where we must admit that the mind of God, the mind that not only understands but actually developed the laws of nature and created the biology of all living things, and yes, created life itself, we must admit that compared with the mind of God, our minds are somewhat less than the minds of infants. So God says to us, "Because I said so." And we need to be satisfied. Like little children, we need to acknowledge that God is in charge and that He knows all things. He knows what to do. But we don't stop there. For there is something about our God that is so great that it will cause us not only to stop questioning what He does, but rather to praise Him for it, even if we don't understand. And you know what that is. Thank God you know. Except for God's grace, you wouldn't know. For eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Were it not for God's love, you and I would not know the wisdom of God that provided for us the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. Amazingly, the sacrifice of this Jesus of Nazareth has provided full forgiveness for all sins, for all people, for all time. Hearing that, we also put our hands over our mouths. The God who created all the wonders in and around us, the God who took our sins upon Himself and suffered our punishment for us, the God who searched us out and found us and saved us from sin, death, and hell, this God is in charge. All that He does is done in wisdom and love. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His ways, His judgments, and His ways past finding out. So much there is that we do not understand, but we satisfy ourselves in knowing that the God of wisdom, love, and power is the one who's in charge. There's so much I cannot explain, but God is in charge, and God is love. So when we say why, and we do not find an immediate answer, we will have to accept, we will willingly accept the word from God, because I said so. And when in heaven we see and know and understand, then we will praise Him for all that He has done in the greatness of His wisdom and power and love. We pray. Amen, O Lord, we bow to Your wisdom. And again, amen. Hymn 732, verses 4 and 5.